Con talento para ser infeliz. Tú, con talento para hacerme sufrir. Y así te recordaré como tú quieras. Tal vez escribiré de ti como te convenga. Yo sé que te recordaré. Que yo tengo y tú tienes. Para hablar, talento para pintar. Y luego estoy yo. Apenas conozco a alguien, me hago miles de ilusiones. Y luego estoy yo. Apenas sucede algo, me tiro a mil conclusiones. Y luego estás tú, mi eterna víctima. Y así te recordaré como tú quieras. Tal vez escribiré de ti como te convenga. Yo sé que te recordaré. Que yo tengo y tú tienes. Y yo tengo y tú tienes.
Come Waste Your Time by Fleece. Before that, you heard Little Pimienta with Talento, the newest from her, here on Typically Tuesdays on CJSF 90.1 FM. This is kind of like a queer music Monday, kind of, not really. It's like mostly all queer musicians and then like one queer anthem performed by ostensibly straight people at the top of the hour. Just wanted to do this playlist today with kind of like mostly sort of indie tracks, I guess. That was the feeling that I got, again, with one song at the top that's not indie. Definitely not indie, but ostensibly straight. Hey, it's Leslie on the program today, and I mentioned at the top of the show that I'm experiencing climate existentialism. Not fun. We all know that. It's not fun. But hey, I've been thinking, you know, what can we do to resist climate nihilism and also denial and also just like depression, right? And I thought of some things. I've considered them, you know, besides just doing the 3 R's, besides using less water, besides taking more public transportation, which, you know, are all great, and you should be trying to do those, honestly, to help reduce carbon emissions, because the state refuses to do so. But because the state refuses to do so, and because there are billionaires and trillionaire that exist, there are other actions that you can take. Practice your civic rights to stand up against gross climate misconduct, gross abuses and exploitations of the land. Stand by, very importantly, stand by and support indigenous land defenders and advocate for land back. And there are many ways to do this. You can redistribute whatever resources and wealth that you have to climate, to land defense funds, to legal collections for land defenders who get arrested for defending the land. You can also like learn how to do your part in re-indigenizing and decolonizing lands that you interact with and live on and work on. For example, advocating that green spaces that are built will have indigenous plants and pollinators that will be planted there, so that, you know, indigenous wildlife and also plant life can thrive and grow in those areas. If you happen to have access to land, you know, then consider planting native plants. Places like Maplewood Flats have the native plant nursery there, and you can learn all about what plants can go into your garden over there during spring and fall, and also during the summer right now, I believe. But of course, you can also take opportunities to write to your local representatives and express to them how they have to also commit to climate action and address climate change in a like realistic and lived way. You can take part in actions against exploitations of the land. For example, joining the actions that No AI Vancouver put together, and following some of the steps that they're taking, or they're instructing people to take, to to resist against the building of an AI data center in Vancouver, which no doubt will have devastating consequences to the land and to our climate, beyond just displacing residents of Vancouver. And finally, one other thing that I think that anybody can take, one action that anybody can take, is staying informed. I like listening to Democracy Now!, which happens to air every weekday on 90.1 FM here from 11 to 12. But listening to the news informs me about who's getting impacted by climate disaster. I've understood from the past several years that most of the times it is those of us who are the most marginalized living in the global north, and then also those living in the global south who are constantly receiving the consequences of the global north's climate irresponsibility, maybe I should say. But it also inspires me because programs like Democracy Now! Will interview climate activists and land defenders about the actions that they're taking, and you find a lot of encouragement and hope to do your own part and join a wider collective of people who are concerned about the future of this land and the future of all life on Earth, and what we can do to protect it. So, just some thoughts. Those are my two thoughts, I guess. My three thoughts. My 4 cents. More music. This next track is by Noso. Admittedly, I did not love this album as much as I enjoyed their previous album called Stay By Me? Stay Proud Of Me? But this track I really enjoyed off of their record. Here's Nada. Enjoy.
This is Bird Note. For most albatross species, raising a chick is a real challenge. Waved albatrosses produce such slow-growing, needy offspring that females lay only a single egg every 2 years, and both parents need to share the load until youngsters can hunt on their own. Albatrosses tend to pair for life, and it can take a while to find the right partner. So some species don't start breeding until they're 10 years old, with some individuals even waiting till they're 20. Reunited pairs go through an elaborate synchronized ritual of braying, wing spreading, and bill tapping to reaffirm their bonds before getting down to the business of breeding. In Hawaii, biologists were puzzled to find that some Laysan albatross pairs had not one, but two eggs. Then they found that some of the birds going so faithfully through the ritualized series of courtship displays were both female. Although the eggs were fertilized by males that had since died or were from other pairs, the females were bonded to each other. Many of these female couples remain together for years. They can't successfully raise both offspring, but their combined efforts are necessary to raise one chick. For Bird Note, I'm Wenfei Tong.
coming back to you.
So bad here on Typically Tuesdays at CKSF 90.1 FM. Before that, you heard Lucky by Tasha. I hope you've enjoyed today's episode of the show. I know it's been a little bit disorganized and rambly, but you got to listen to some pretty cool queer music, I think, in return. So, what can I say? Yeah, you know you liked it. You know you liked that music, those songs. Oh, the disorganization. let me leave you to the rest of your day with one final track as we hit the top of the hour. I thought, you know, there's some really good like indie bangers here. Some of it is Full of Yearning, and this isn't necessarily a new one, but it is intensely yearning and intensely indie. This is Queen of Jeans with Why Hide. I've been Leslie here on Typically Tuesdays on CJSF 90.1 FM. Thank you so much again for tuning in, and I'll talk to you again very soon.
Right here next to you, I can feel.